Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga sa inyo lahat at salamat sa pakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Today, we're talking about the first ever Philo Fiesta hosted by the Hayes Theater Company in Sydney, New South Wales. Joining us are festival producer Aidan Abeleda and co-artistic director, Philo Fiesta host and creator Victoria Falconer. Welcome to SBS Filipino.
Hello. What a pleasure.
Before we dive deeper into the festival, could you each tell us a little bit about yourselves? We'd love to hear about your Filipino roots, your background, and your journey that brought you into performing arts.
Big. Oh my gosh. All right.
The next version. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Well, I am very privileged to be the co-artistic director here at The Hayes. Generally, I've been a performer since very, very small. As I said, like country Victoria Gippsland. My mum immigrated there from the Philippines, from the Batangas, in 1983, just before I was born. Oh my God, I just outed my age, which
Oh
is
yes, awesome. You did.
It's okay. I'm half Philippine, so it's fine. I will never age. From a very early age, I've been a performer. Music has always been a big part of my upbringing on both sides. My dad's English, mum is Philippine, so like there is a lot of that kind of like cultural play that we're playing around with in Philo Fiesta that is really part of my cultural and physical DNA. I moved to the UK to go to uni and started performing as a cabaret performer there, touring festivals, doing Edinburgh Fringe, going around Europe, being fabulous and glamorous all the way through my 20s, and then came back here to Australia to kind of start working more in musical theater. I'm a musical director, I'm a curator, and also a producer of work. So I like to play on and off the stage.
You're all in one.
Oh, so much. And I play a bunch of different musical instruments. I think that the whole sort of being of many cultural backgrounds kind of plays into how I like to practice my art as well. And being able to make space for people who are like me is very important to why I do what I do. I wouldn't have been in musicals maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and now I feel like the space is changing dramatically. So being able to bring this energy into this world, I feel is one of the main drivers of being here and creating events like this.
Victoria, for many young Filipinos, either one parent is Filipino or both parents are Filipino, we would usually be performing first stage is the table at home. For you, where was your first performance?
Well, I hate to be the cliche, but it was truly on a table at my neighbor's 21st birthday. I was 3 years old and I sang a Disney classic, and I don't know what I was doing at a 21st birthday and why they allowed
because maybe you're good at singing
on the table. I certainly hope so, but that was my first taste. I think I got my first group applause that was beyond my family, and it turns out that's addictive, so I've been doing it ever since and went through the whole like Stedford competitions of country Victoria, like really being driven. There's a big Philo community there. And so many of us were doing those competitions very much kind of in the vibe of pageantry, which is what we're also playing with in this.
Yes.
So, you know, like the country fairs, the Miss Tiny Tot, the like all of that kind of beauty pageant vibe. We were around it. So I love all of those elements of campery, and that's been present in my life for a long time.
So with all of those, you can't deny that you're a Filipino.
There's no way. Come on. You know, all this singing, dancing, playing, got to be.
How about you, Aidan?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a first generation Filipino Australian. My parents immigrated from Manila in 1990, growing up doing lots of the co-curricular classic arts activities, band, choir, dance through my older sister. acting. And then suddenly there came a point where this is a lot. Surely there is some sort of art form where I could be doing all of this at the same time. And that's kind of how I fell into music theater, mainly performing. But then when I went to university, I studied arts industries and management, learning more about the behind the scenes, both in the creatives and the logistics, and have been working in the past like 3 years in the independent art scene, producing, directing musicals. And this year, really taking a turn towards being a part of some amazing projects that represent my community.
One of the stereotypes for many Filipinos is getting into the healthcare industry, especially becoming a nurse. Were you not forced, pushed by your parents to get into healthcare? It's more stable.
Yeah, there was never that discussion explicitly. I'm sure implicitly can either confirm or
Surely.
deny. But I would say the really great thing is my parents have been super supportive, and no one in my family, even in the extended sense, comes from the creative industries. But what is so beautiful about working in theater is that there is always a product to show at the end, and that's always such a beautiful moment and exchange we get to have after they see it, being like, okay, like that makes sense why you were out of the house so much and you were coming home so late and why we never see you and you're not here for dinner, all that stuff. It really does make it worth it. So I think, yeah, I never an explicit discussion, but my parents have been supportive because they get to see the final product.
And they become your first, your primary fans, isn't it? Your cheerer.
Oh yes, they are definitely my biggest cheerleaders, and they think of themselves as absolute pseudo theater experts at this point. And they have so many thoughts and opinions, which I very much love them for. And yeah, they don't come from this world, but they have been so open and willing to learn about this world because it is my passion.
We'll go into the more exciting part of this interview. We'll talk about Philo Fiesta. So, Victoria, you created Philo Fiesta as a creator. What inspired you to bring the festival to life, and what was the vision behind it?
Well, it's actually an idea that I have been talking about for years. It's something that we, as many like Philo slash Australian Filipino people working in the theater industry, talk about constantly, is that so often in casting, you get to play many other ethnicities aside from your own.
Yeah.
And so being able to, about this, like we're technically not Vietnamese, even though everybody's in Miss Saigon, you know what I mean? So being able to like create a show that actually showcases everybody with their full range of talent and skill and the variety of that skill, whilst also being unapologetically Philippine, that is very exciting to me. There has been a couple of different sort of beautiful projects around raising awareness and showcasing the presence of Philippine people in our industry over the last few years. In fact, two of our beautiful judges, collaborators who are going to come and be a part of Philo Fiesta, Jordan Shea and Reese Velasquez,
Yes.
they have a project that kind of raises like headlines a lot of the amazing Philippine actors that are in the musical theater industry. The idea started with them. Like I was like, why don't we get all of these people and stick them on a stage and really do the full like Philo extravaganza? And we're like, this is a great idea. We would like talk about it for years and years and years. And then Aiden, beautiful Aiden, came to work with me on the Hayes Festival of New Work, of which the Philo Fiesta is an event, a part of our 2 week celebration of all things new work in musical theatre, and said, we need to make this thing real, and came in with all of their creativity and brilliance to be able to help me do like basically bring my dream to life. So in terms of casting a full range of gorgeous humans from across not only the cultural diaspora but also the kind of experience with different forms of experience within our industry, bringing them all together to create this extravaganza is kind of the manifestation of what the idea was in the first place.
Aiden, as a festival producer and someone who has championed Filipino-Australian stories throughout your career, how has your own creative journey shaped this year's festival?
That's a really good question. That's a big question. I would say that my creative journey honestly has been about doing it like just like in my way, if that makes sense. There are so many pathways to navigate a career in the creative industries, but like what I've been told and like what truly works is doing it on your own volition and not trying to imitate or copy anyone else, which is, a very parallel conversation to being a Filipino person, a Filipino Australian person. And so I think in terms of how that reflects in the festival and specifically Filo Fiesta, it's about encouraging others to embrace that sense of individuality or authenticity, and understanding the nuances of their culture as it means true to them. So I would say it's just really taught me to encourage everyone else to do what I have done, and that is just create your own path in this industry.
Definitely. When I read or hear about Filo Fiesta, I would say it will be colorful, loud, extravagant. What can the audience expect from it?
A 10-minute opening number. No, okay. So
Mm-hmm.
essentially, the whole show takes the form of, like, say, a cabaret variety piece. So we have, six different acts that are all coming to compete in our, like, sort of talent competition slash pageant. We're using all of the, like, the framework, the ideas, the sort of like inspiration of what pageantry and talent competition, which is so much a part of Philo culture, using all of that and then creating it to be a kind of satirical meta version of what that is, but also still a very entertaining night out. It's you will see skills not just across singing, across dancing, across like cultural art forms, across new versions of cultural art forms. There's comedy. There is so many different elements of what entertainment is and what like particularly the Philo Australian take on what they want to bring in the forms of these disciplines. And then also just the sheer beauty and pride of seeing a full cast of Philo Australian faces on stage being themselves. Like, there is how many of us all together on stage?
14.
14 people
Wow.
on, and at the Hayes, which is where we're at right now, my beautiful theater that I love very much, but it's also a very intimate space, only 111 seats. So you're going to be nice and close to the people. You're going to see them. You're going to see the sweat on their brow. And seeing all of these faces just engaging in what this beautiful celebration of a show is, that in itself I feel is very moving. The rehearsals themselves were so moving to be able to see us all together, it's something that many people like don't get to experience in our industry a lot of the time. The inside jokes, like when we're creating the acts around like sitting around the table and rolling lumpia, like most people don't get that, but everybody in the room got every single joke, and it felt like home. Really felt like home. So I think that the audience is going to get a great show. They're going to see some amazing talent. They're going to be wowed by what the spectacular is, but they're also going to feel like there's a little bit of home. And that goes across people who are like philo, part philo, however tiny amount, but also who are not, who just want to get involved in Philippine culture.
Just you saying what's going to be shown on that day is giving me chills already. You have also mentioned about the talents. Can you share with us the lineup of artists featured
I think we
at
should.
the Philo Fiesta, Aiden?
Sure. So we have six amazing solo acts. We have Fiorella Bamba, who's a musical theatre performer from Six, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and Beetlejuice. Teresa Tate Britain, another amazing music theatre performer from Dear Evan Hansen. We have Karna Ford, who is a drag queen that was the first Filipino drag queen on Drag Race Down Under. We have an amazing movement director, Jeremy Lloyd, or their stage name, Bakla Biaya. We have Amira, who was the runner-up on Australian Idol in 2024, an amazing powerhouse of vocalist. And then to round out the group, we also have Maybelline, who is an award-winning comedian and an amazing singer as well. All of this backed up by a group of three brilliant emerging music theatre performers that are coming up in our industry: Alec Mostert-Gibson, Sabina Fellius, and Rebecca Sisson.
Plus we plus the two of us.
Plus us, plus us, plus
Plus the
us.
two of us
Referencing
hosting.
it. Yes.
Yes.
And
You're
also
getting
the
a vibe already.
judges, isn't it? The
Yes. Oh my
judges.
God. Yes, we have a beautiful Rica Canias, who is a producer powerhouse person in our industry. Reese Velasquez, who is one of the best casting directors, and is coming up from NAM, from Melbourne, from the Malt House, where where they are casting director there, and also Jordan Shea, who is iconic playwright slash actor slash just general entertaining vibe. Like all three of these humans are incredible members of the performing arts community, of the industry, very important in their industry, but also very vocal about representation, about how important Philo Australia culture is, and really intrinsic in keeping that conversation going and showcasing the talent.
I know this is just a one-off performance and show, but
For now.
yes,
For now.
for now, is there a plan to do another one towards the end of the
Oh,
year or
plan.
next year? Because there's so
Before we
much,
even started, right? Like,
so
you
much
can't just
talents,
like distill the talent into just like these people, you know? We could have passed this show 60 times over with the people that we have. And that's what we plan to do. So, even before we started talking about it, we knew that this was a pilot version, like being able to do it in the place that like we work all the time and know very well and can really show our audience what this is supposed to be, what the idea is, and realize the project to its best potential, then to be able to take this and keep going. Like, maybe we hold it a couple of times a year here. Maybe it goes to a different venue. Maybe it goes like to other cities in this country. Maybe we actually take it on tour. But I think at the moment, like, our ambition is unlimited for where this show can go.
That is what my next question was about. Ultimately, what do you hope to achieve with this festival? And is it about celebrating culture, creating opportunities, especially for the younger Filipino Australians or Philippine ex-Australian generations of performers and artists, isn't it? Aiden.
Yeah, I would say that is definitely like our priority and our focus is ensuring that these like younger generation of Philippines performers are seeing Philippines people on stage just being themselves and embracing their culture. We hope to also bring members of our community that may not have gone to see live performance before. That is like probably another big goal of ours, is showing that we exist in these spaces, telling stories from our culture, from our community, in this just absolute high camp celebration. And then hopefully that can create a pathway of conversation or participation into the arts.
And also, Victoria, this can be an encouragement for younger generations who are in doubt of their talents or thinking of,
Agreed.
ah, oh, should I pursue arts or performing arts, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you, it is obviously a risk. Like, there is a reason all of our parents were like, please be a nurse, please be a doctor, please be a lawyer. Like, my parents absolutely were like, but are you sure you don't want to go into law? And I was like, no, I don't. Like, I'm so sorry. This is how it is. But if you feel that in your true heart, and I think being able to witness people that look like you on stage doing the thing, that is such a huge inspiration. You know, most of us growing up only had Leia to look at, beautiful Leia for long. I will, like, yeah, surely I'm that's me, you know. But honestly, but she was inspiration enough. Most of us did, like, who found that inspiration are here, you know. But being able to see so many more people, I think, shows you that there is a pathway, there is a pipeline, like, and there is also community here for those young people that are looking to get involved in the arts in however way they want to. I think that you can see that it's just possible, you know.
Victoria, you have mentioned already about representation. Filipino Australian artists are becoming increasingly visible across theater. I know for plays as well, for festivals across Sydney, Melbourne, and across the country. How important is representation and how has that changed since each of you first entered the industry?
Truly important and truly different to how it used to be. As I said sort of before, oftentimes there are so many Philippine people who get cast to play various different versions, different cultures that never is Philippine. But Philippine stories, especially Philippine Australian stories, are coming to the fore. And I think the importance here is not just making sure that we have people who share this experience in the audience, but also we're opening up that culture for everybody else to come and have and understand what it is, like have it as a kind of a learning about what the Philippinex Australian experience can be and the huge variety of experiences that there are, even just in our cast, like the way that all of us interact with our culture in various ways is very interesting. And I think that the people don't realize how ubiquitous we are, like how many people there are, because we are so used to being like very happy to be here, easy to get on with, you know? We're like just doing what we do, making it work, like perfect, perfect, perfect in every way. But now actually taking up space and demanding people kind of being like, acknowledge what this is, acknowledge this culture, acknowledge our importance in all more industries than just the arts as well. I think that it is, it feels like we're on like on a journey. There is a wave of this sort of representation coming to a more visible place. So it feels like the right time to do a project like this and to be able to go hard on it. Like people are interested in the culture, so why not like keep going? Like keep pushing for more representation.
How about you, Aiden?
For me, I was thinking about this, and the biggest change for me is from a theatre making perspective, looking at producers, directors, and writers. The biggest change that I have seen is that all of us Philippines creatives like aren't looking for permission. We're not waiting for those opportunities. We are creating it ourselves. We are not waiting for things to come to us. We are proactively moving towards creating these spaces, which is a really cool thing to see. To see so many Philippine people in leadership positions in the creative industries to be able to accommodate for events like this, where we can then bring in the performers on stage as well.
For young Filipino Australians who dream of careers in theater or the arts, what message do you feel Fiesta sends? Do you hope they leave believing more opportunities for them even before?
I think the message is come and join in, you know? Like come and get a place at the table. Come and join the dance floor. Come and like sing along with us because this space is for you. If you want to be here, here it is, you know? Like, and yes, you know, you can't do it on your own. So make sure that you like this is the kind of the message telling people that there is community here, that you are welcome here, that these spaces are for you. So in whatever way that the people want to take part.
Is there anything that you want to add, Aiden?
I would just say what I hope people take away from this specific event is something that they just take away from like our everyday culture. Like this is, yes, it is a very dramatic theatrical event, but it is no different to, you know, we are throwing the most extravagant house party of all time, and anyone is welcome from our community. And the moment you walk in, you will receive top level hospitality and entertainment.
Truly.
So we just hope that those things and sorry, those values that make our community so unique and so special, those can translate into the arts and into a career in the creative industries.
Looking ahead, where do you like to see Philo Fiesta in the next 5 years or long-term dream for the festival?
Oh, headlining every festival in the country. Honestly, I mean, like a lot of the work that I do, it travels like around nationally and internationally. Us both working in musicals, we know that it is a risky time for big shows. Like there is no denying that. The arts is hard. Yes, there is a place at the table for everybody who wants to join in, but it is hard work. So with hard work, though, I think there is a lot of rewards. And the exciting thing about this show being like a party, like a house party, is that we can size up or size down. You know, it's a very malleable situation. So we will go wherever there is space. And if there ain't no space, we're going to make the space. My dream is that this is still going in at that time. Actually, to add to that, my ultimate dream later on down the line is that it becomes less about representation and more about celebration. Is that like part of this is educating our audiences. And so maybe in 10 years' time, we won't have to yell about being Filipinx
Filipino.
Australian. People will just know, you know? And it can just be a celebration. But for now, we're ready to do that work.
How about you, Aiden?
Yeah, my dreams for this would be to do it at bigger venues with lots more guests. I mean, there are 14 of us on stage, which for the Haze is already
Huge.
quite
Huge.
huge.
Yeah.
So bigger spaces with more people, and maybe perhaps incorporating more of those like community style programming and activity within the event itself. And yes, I completely echo what Vicky is saying about it becoming more about celebration, rather than representation down the line.
Before we let you go, what other projects are you both working on that SBS Filipino listeners should keep an eye out for?
Well, here at the Haze, the Filo Fiesta is part of a 2-week overall festival that is dedicated to new work. So, brand new musical theater, brand new cabaret. There are so many events. Aiden is our fabulous producer as well, so you know it's going to be good. It's been curated to have a super exciting lineup across the board. So, I would highly recommend come along. If you haven't been to the Haze in Sydney and you're nearby, it is one of the best kept secrets of this city. So check us out on we've got online and on all the socials you'll find us.
And finally, where can our listeners find more information about the Filo Fiesta and invite them to the festival, Aiden?
So you can find more information about Philo Fiesta on the Hayes Theatre Co. website. There is a link to tickets there. You can look at all of our entire festival programming taking place from the 10th of August all the way to the 23rd of August across 2 weeks. But Philo Fiesta is taking place on the 16th of August on a Sunday at 6 p.m.
Any other message to our listeners?
Yes. If it feels like you don't know whether this is for you, come try it out. Like bringing more people into the theater is what it's all about. So I hope that we've encouraged you to do that.
Similarly, if you have never been to the Haze, if you've never seen a live performance, or if you've never seen cabaret before, like this is the perfect entryway for our community to see it in quite literally its most maximalist form. We are so proud of what we've created. We have spent the last 2 days rehearsing with everyone, and it's just been such immaculate vibes and
Truly.
beautiful spirits in the room. And we just can't wait to share it on stage with members of our community in the audience supporting us.
Thank you so much for your time and gracing us with this interview, Aiden Abeleda and Victoria Faulkner from the Hayes Theatre Co.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.